a lot of times when I add an accommodation, I actually do that accommodation myself in the classroom for probably the first month. So they really see how it plays out. This is what it looks like. Here's how we can do it. Same things for accommodating centers. And then they can do it. In my school, we have created a movement and fidget library, and myself and another special education teacher created training videos that the teachers have to view before they're able to check anything out, because just taking these things into the classroom and handing them over creates actually more problems than they solve. So everything with accommodations is taught explicitly to teachers. And so how it plays out in the classroom definitely comes from us teaching the gen ed teachers.